Testing in the House Chamber, 115th Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Arp. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance following the prayer. Representative Arp.
Thank you. If you'd like to join with me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day and the many blessings you've given us. Thank you for your new mercies every day and your unfailing love. I praise you for each life here. And while we are all created in your image, you've made us each differently with differing opinions. I thank you for each, even if they're different from my own. May we continually live for you and seek your face in all decisions. I ask that you would grant to us wisdom and insight from you, and that we would honor you with both our actions and our words. We put aside our selfish hearts and come into this place focused on others rather than ourselves. Please protect each man and woman fighting for our freedoms. Thank you for them and their sacrifices and those that their families make every day. Please grant that we may glorify you in all that we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 15th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for August 15th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Journal is approved as written. Chapter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on August 6, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 199, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 7th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to protect children from sexual abuse by increasing prosecutorial options or delayed reports of child abuse, to expand the duty of report child abuse, to protect children from online predators, to extend the statute of limitation for civil action or child sexual abuse so that the plaintiff has until 38 to commence action and to require the training of sexual abuse and sex trafficking of school personnel. The President pro tem appoints Senator Britt, Chair, Senators Daniels, Newton, Harrington, and Chaudhary on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences may arise may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on August 13, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 458, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to designate Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Awareness Day on North Carolina, establishing a joint legislative task force on sudden cardiac arrest in student athletes, addressing parental consent for the disposition of fetal remains, and authorize engagement in third-party toxicology laboratories to guide resources. The President pro tem appoints Senator Brown, Chair, Senators Bergen, Rabin, Crawford, and Daniels on the part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arise and may be resolved. So respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on August 7, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 537, House Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to examine and establish a new adult care home payment methodology to expand the Licensed Professional Counselors Act, to update, revise, and Substance Abuse Professional Practice Act, to amend the Social Workers Certification and Licensure Act, to amend the Department of Health and Human Services statute pertaining to Medicare, social services reform, child support, vocational rehabilitation, the state's Consumer and Family Advisory Committee, committee assistant professionals, adoption, child abuse and neglect, joint security forces, security recordings, NCDC Reach Program, Traumatic Brain Injury, and the Medical Care Commission membership. The pro tempore appoints Senator Heist Chair, Senators Crawley, Brown, and Wells on the part of the Senate to confer with like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on August 13, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 681, House Committee Substitute Number 2, Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish a rural health care stabilization program to give counties additional flexibility in regard to the local option sales of use tax without increasing existing maximum tax rate and to expand eligibility for utility account funds. The President pro tem appoints Senator Rabin Chair, Senators Heist, Edwards, Finch, and Tillman on the part of the Senate to confer with like committee appointments but honorable body to the end that the differences arise and may resolve. Respectfully, Sir Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Members of the House, come to order. Members, the chair intends to add three bills to this evening's calendar, but they are all for non-concurrence votes. We received quite a few from the Senate, so the House would like to return a few back to them. We ask if there's any objection. The first one's House Bill 126, amend certificate of need laws. Any objection to that one? Hearing none, it's added to the calendar. Second one's House Bill 77, various retirement changes, wastewater reform. Any objection to that one? Hearing none, it's added to the calendar. And then House Bill 226, 2019, AOC legislative changes. Any objection to that? Hearing none, that bill is also added to the calendar. Chair intends to move around the calendar under Rule 5. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Calendar, House Bill 597. The clerk will read.
Representatives Adams, Henson, Ray, and Yarborough, House Bill 597, a bill to be entitled an act of various changes to the statutes governing the Wildlife Resources Commission, General Assembly of North Carolina, and Act.
Gentleman from Catawba, Representative Adams, recognized for motion.
Yes, this is coming back for concurrence.
Gentleman is recognized for a motion to concur. The gentleman has made that motion. The gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
Motion is made. This bill went to the Senate and was changed slightly. They added a provision that will give volunteer firemen who have five consecutive fiscal years of service a 50% reduction on any lifetime license in North Carolina. Other than a couple of date changes that were technical in nature, that's the only change to the bill. And I'll answer any questions.
For what purpose, the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise?
To debate the motion.
Ladies recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'm sorry I did not catch this on the second and third reading, but I'm troubled by the deletion of language on page 12, line 33, and then in page 13, another similar strike through language that references the humane treatment of wild animals. And I conferred with the Wildlife Resources Commission staff, and they claim that it's just cleanup language. But it still troubles me nonetheless that we're striking references to humane treatment of wild animals. So I'm going to be a no, and thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. The adoption of the motion concur of the Senate Committee substitute House Bill 597. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative White, lady like to record. Clerk of Lot Machine recorded the vote. 110, having voted in the affirmative, 10 the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 597. The bill is ordered and enrolled. Sent to the governor. House Bill 604. Clerk will read.
Representatives Hannick and Hollister, House Bill 604, a bill to be entitled an act to create a joint legislative federal committee on small business retirement options. General Assembly of North Carolina and Act.
Gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hannick, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Actually, we need to read the amendment first. Corker Reed.
Senator Sawyer moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 19, by rewriting the lines to read.
Gentleman from Currituck is recognized for a motion now.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill came through the House and Senate in all committees unanimous, and I would ask for your concurrence vote this evening.
Is the gentleman asking for a motion to concur with the Senate Amendment 1 to House Bill 604?
Yes, thank you.
The chair accepts the motion. Does the gentleman desire further discussion on the motion?
This bill came back to us for concurrence with a simple change of looking for a private retirement services industry person to serve on this board, and I ask for your green vote.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, the adoption of the motion to concur with Senate Amendment 1 to House Bill 604. Are those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk lock machine, record the vote. 120 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. The House does concur with Senate Amendment 1 to House Bill 604. Bill is ordered and rolled, sent to the governor. For what purpose, gentleman from Onslow, Representative Shepherd Rice?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to change my vote on House Bill 597 to a no.
Gentleman be recorded as having voted no on the motion to concur to House Bill 597. And the chair directs that all bills this evening do be sent by a special messenger. House Bill 822, the clerk will read.
Representatives Insko, Ball, and Quick, House Bill 822, a bill to maintain an act to revise the state for the plan of mental health, development, disabilities, substance abuse to ensure that the state develops a comprehensive plan that provides mission, a vision, goals, objectives, insight, and accountability for behavioral health care systems in the state. General Service, North Carolina, next.
Lady from Orange, Representative Insko, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. This bill updates a requirement that was in the 2016 budget that required the department to complete one of these plans. They never did fully complete the plan, so this updates it by adding in provisions that require them to, as we move from fee-for-service to managed care, we will be moving many of our mentally ill, developmentally mentally ill and substance addiction clients over to the standard plans. It requires those standard plans to also participate in this program. In addition, it would require the department, if they can't finish the plan on their own, that they would hire an outside vendor with no additional money. And I know of no objections, and I would greatly appreciate your support.
For what purpose, gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson Rice?
Debate the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I would urge you to support the bill. It does just revise the state plan, as the short title says. The LME plan does need to be updated. This bill does that. It requires the department to work with the LMEs to do that, and I'd urge your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 822 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Floyd, gentlemen, wish to record. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 116 having voted in your favor, 4 in the negative. House Bill 822 passes second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
For what purpose, lady from Durham, Representative Maury Rice?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Change my vote on House Bill 597 to a no.
Lady will be recorded. Second voted no on House Bill 597. Question for the House, passage of House Bill 822 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 822, having passed third reading, is ordered sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 600, the clerk will read.
Senators Davis, Ballard, and Britt, Senate Bill 600, a bill to be entitled an act to provide that the children of warfare veterans receive a Class 1A, 1B, or 5 scholarship, may use those funds to cover the cost of short-term workplace training, counseling, leaving the industry, credentials, and public safety answering for modifications. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
For what purpose, gentlemen? From Onslow, Representative Cleveland Rice.
Can we displace that bill for a while, sir?
The chair will displace the bill at this time. Senate Bill 353, the clerk will read.
Senators McKinnis, Gunn, and Wells, Senate Bill 353, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the laying off of a cartway up to 30 feet and clarify the certain septic tank setbacks. Jim Simmons, Oklahoma.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, recognizes to debate the bill on its third reading.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, we had a unanimous vote last time and ask for it again. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 353 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk Lot Machine record the vote. 120 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Bill 353 passes its third reading, will be returned to the Senate, and is ordered engrossed as well. We're going to take care of these motions not to concur. House Bill 126, clerk will read.
Representative Turner, House Bill 226, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes and technical corrections to the laws governing the administration of all justice. Gentleman from North Carolina next.
The gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A motion to not concur.
Gentleman has moved. The House do not concur. The gentleman is recognized if he would like to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I just would ask for your green vote to not concur. A lot of health care conversations are going on right now. This will be part of that conversation, but not to concur with this bill. So I'd ask for your green vote.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. The adoption of the motion not to concur. Bill is going to be displaced. Actually, there was an error in the reading of the bill that just needs to be resolved in just a moment. So we'll go ahead and do House Bill 777. We'll come back to 126 and just. Hey. Members, what happened was the clerk read 226. So. All right, the chair is going to direct 226 be before the House. The clerk has actually already read 226. We debated the wrong bill, but that's okay. So the chair will strike the motion from Representative Dobson without objection. So ordered. The chair will now open up for another motion not to concur on House Bill 226, and the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, is recognized for that motion.
Mr. Speaker, I also recommend we do not concur with this, same reasons that Representative Dobson stated on the other bill. We got some work to do on this one before we send it back.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Is the adoption of the motion not to concur with Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 226. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk Lot Machine record the vote. 120 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does not concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 226. The Senate will be so notified. Now, House Bill 126, the clerk will read.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Potts, and Sasser, House Bill 126, a bill to be entitled an act amending certificate of needs laws. Gentleman from North Carolina.
Representative Dobson, let's try this again. Gentleman is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, make a motion to not concur with changes to House Bill 126.
The gentleman's moved. The House do not concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 126. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk Lock Machine record the vote. 120 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does vote not to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 126. The Senate will be so notified. House Bill 777, the clerk will read.
Representatives Belk, Gill, Hurley, and Martin, House Bill 777, a bill to be entitled various retirement changes, wastewater reform, Jimson, and North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I also make a motion that we not concur. We sent the bill over looking really good. It came back looking really ugly, so we got work to do.
The gentleman has moved. The House do not concur. The Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 777. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Thank you. Representative Rogers, Representative Murphy, Representative Horn, do the members wish to record on the bill? Clerk will light machine record the vote. 120 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. The House does vote not to concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 777. The Senate will be so notified. Representative Cleveland, does the gentleman wish to do Senate Bill 600 or tonight or at another time?
Could we move the bill to Wednesday's calendar?
Chair directs the bill be removed today to Wednesday's calendar. Ask our pages to come forward, please. Members, you may recall a few weeks ago we were talking to our pages and wishing them the best as they were beginning their summer, and here we are at the end of summer with some pages with us. So we're gonna introduce them. Pages, when you hear your names called, please step forward and wave so my colleagues and I will know who each of you are. Clerk will introduce the pages.
Isaiah Bookhart, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Moore. Juhi Dekay, Wake County, sponsor Representative Adcock. Madeline Grant, Wake County, sponsor Representative Meyer. William Griffith, Wake County, sponsor Representative Carney. James Henson, Wayne County, sponsor Representative Raymond Smith. Zachary Limer, Alamance County, sponsor Representative Riddell. Catherine Messenger, Wake County, sponsor Representative Cleveland. Sneha Pesapula, Wake County, sponsor Representative Belk. Elizabeth Seals, Dublin County, sponsor Representative Dixon.
To our pages, we want to welcome you. Thank you for being with us this week. We hope you have a great session. You actually will be the next to the last group of pages with us this session. So we hope you have a great time. Ask my colleagues and please join me in welcoming our pages with us this week. May return to your post. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
Inquiry of the chair, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized.
Do you know me? Do you know if we'll be able to enlist pages during the Thanksgiving school vacation?
We're going to open it up for the later months of the year, but we'll get a notice out for that later.
Thank you very much, sir.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Onslow, Representative Shepherd, rise?
A matter of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege. The House will come to order.
Thank you, Speaker. Some of you that have just joined us the last couple of years don't know this, but many that were here back a few years ago remember that a few years ago I came down with a stage 4 kidney failure. And at that time, the last year I served here before I went into the kidney transplant, I was down to less than 10%. The doctors at Chapel Hill were really amazed that I was able to continue to serve with about 3% of my kidney function and never went on dialysis, which I give God the glory for. But I just want to say to all of you, I appreciate you at that time. A lot of you sent prayers up for me. I got a lot of wonderful cards, a lot of visits and encouragement. As a matter of fact, Representative Chris Millis volunteered to give me a kidney. And, of course, he was about 6 foot six, about 270, and they wanted him to lose about 40 pounds. And so he was in the process of doing that so he could donate. Representative Billy Richardson also stepped up to the plate and was willing to be a donor. And at that time, he found he had other health problems which prevented him, which was basically good for him in the long run because he realized that. And I appreciate that. And the fifth floor that I serve on is probably the best floor in the General Assembly. I don't mean anything to the rest of you, but that group really, they came around me, and the week before I had my kidney transplant, they had a prayer time in the office, in Representative Hurley's office, and gave me a prayer pillow and so forth, which I still have. So they really meant a lot to me, and I appreciate all the prayers and all that. But eventually, a man that had been in my church for 2 months moved to Jacksonville to be where his daughter was in the Marine Corps at Camp Lejeune to help babysit the granddaughter, came to me and told me that his wife had had a kidney transplant 3 or 4 years before. He could not qualify to give her one. And he said, I felt cheated that I couldn't help my wife, but I know that God brought me to your church so I could give you a kidney. Unbeknownst to me, he moved to Richmond, Virginia, and was making a trip to Chapel Hill and back several weeks. He was a perfect match for the kidney that I needed in more ways than one. So I thank God for that opportunity. Now, I became a little concerned. I had a lot of visits from people and phone calls and so forth, but I really became real concerned when a couple times I was going through a difficult time and Representative Jamie Bowles seemed to just appear in my room. Now, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but it's kind of a worrying when the Undertaker shows up at your place. And I thought, man, is this Lord trying to tell me something? But anyway, a few years ago, we had a representative on the other side that tripped on a cord. And she fell over on the other side. And I thought, man, it just sounded like somebody really got hurt. I won't call her name, but I'm looking straight at her. And what was amazing to me was, since Jamie showed up at the hospital, then he showed up at my motel room one night when I was having an episode due to steroids that I was taking. I looked over, and the first two people at her side was Jamie Bowles and Kelly Alexander. And I told them later, I said, listen, if I ever pass out on the House floor, I do not want to wake up and look at Kelly Alexander and Jamie Bowles looking over me. I'm afraid they'll zip the bag too fast. But anyway, that was a little funny part of that. But I do appreciate all of you and the prayers that you gave me. I went last week and had blood work, and my kidney's working great. And I give God the glory, and I thank all of you. And I do want to say, and at last, on behalf of myself and Representative Becky Carney, I'd encourage any of you, if you've never thought about it, to consider being a donor, because it makes a big difference in a person's life. It gives them another opportunity to go on and do more and make a difference in other people's lives. So thank you. Love you guys.
For what purpose, lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise.
For point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Shepherd, and Godspeed to you as you go forward to many more of these anniversaries. But my point of personal privilege tonight is being married to a man for 30 years today, and I'm in Raleigh and he's in Charlotte. He spent 32 years as the Assistant Aviation Director at Charlotte Douglas, and he's now retired. But today, and I told him it's in his honor, National Aviation Day in the country. Aviation reflects the related business contributes more than $52 billion to our economy each year here, and it's in North Carolina, and it supports more than 307,000 jobs. It's often overlooked, aviation is, but the impact on the state is tremendous. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hanning, rise.
A point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In 1968, a story began in the projects of South Philadelphia. My dad met my mom. In 1969, they were married, and my dad adopted all of her children. They raised three pretty amazing daughters and one barely average son who stands before you today. And 9 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, worked part-time for a few years, would have easily been the national crossword champion if there ever was such a thing. What I remember most and the fondest memories are coming home from school, drinking tea, and watching General Hospital with my mom. Good times. Luke and Laura, if that tells you my age. My dad was a 23-year Navy veteran, spent two years of tour in Vietnam. He had a stellar career, reached the rank of Command Master Chief, and had a truly amazing career in the military, and is very proud of that. He went on to do great things for General Electric. But I've told many people that know me the things my dad did for us. He worked nights just to do a little bit better for us. Raising four kids is tough on a military salary. The greatest thing my dad ever did for us was he rescued my mom and us kids from a not-so-promising future. And that's why I'm here before you today. They both passed away last year, my dad in April and my mom just before Christmas. Yesterday would have been their 50th anniversary. While that is sad, please be happy to know that they are both in heaven, and my mom is most definitely giving Bart a hard way to go, and he wouldn't have it any other way. Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice?
To change my vote on 822 from no to yes.
Gentlemen will be recorded as having voted aye on. Gentlemen, repeat the bill number, please. House Bill 822. Gentlemen, be recorded. For what purpose, gentlemen from Cumberland, Representative Lucas Rice?
For a point of personal privilege.
Gentlemen is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To me, it's been rewarding to note the level of collegiality and cooperation that we've experienced here tonight. We've had several unanimous votes, 120-0. That speaks well of this body. It also speaks well that we all are here. And we have heard good things from Ms. Connie, Mr. Hoenig, and we're just a real proud, I am at any rate, real proud of this session tonight. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Chair would suggest another bill we could pass unanimously if the gentleman would like. For what purpose does the gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Since we weren't lucky enough to be in session last Thursday, I wanted everybody to join me in wishing a pretty okay seatmate happy birthday. And I think the greatest gift he has given to me is not kicking me out of here. So thank you. If you'll please join me in wishing Amos Quick a happy birthday.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a reminder that the Joint Legislative Women's Caucus is going to meet tomorrow. We're going to be hosting a dinner at the Taverna Agora at 5 p.m. on Hillsborough Street, and we are going to be hosting representatives of the Orange County Rape Crisis Center, and they're going to tell us what they do for the community. So that's tomorrow night, 5 p.m. at the Taverna Agora. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Gaston, Representative Hastings, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentlemen's recognized.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Speaker. So today, I did not plan to be here on August 19th, but this is my parents' wedding anniversary. It's their 63rd wedding anniversary, and actually, they live in the Speaker's District, but I wanted to take this opportunity to send them a happy anniversary back in Shelby, North Carolina. Norris and Libby Hastings, thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose, the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, rise.
For a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Wasn't going to say anything, but since we're in such a joyful occasion tonight, I thought I'd share as well. On my desk, I have a picture of my niece. I keep her picture on my desk for the specific reason. That is that every time I sit at this desk and take a vote, I want to be reminded of who's going to inherit the North Carolina of the votes that we take. And so this year, this past weekend, my niece celebrated her third birthday, and she had a mermaid-themed birthday, and it would not have been a good birthday if her Uncle Derwin was not there with her. And so I just want to salute my niece who lives in, I believe, Representative Clark's district, a happy birthday here from the House floor, because she is an example of who will take over North Carolina when we're all gone from this chamber. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognizes for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene August 20th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Stevens, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, August 20th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Read. Special message from the Senate. Senate Chamber, August 16, 2019. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on August 7, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate fails to concur in Senate Bill 574, House Committee Substitute, 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled, An Act to Establish the North Carolina Gaming Commission. The President pro tempore appoints Senator Raven, Chair, Senator Gunn, Senator Daniel, Senator Heiss, Senator Harrington, Senator Blue, Senator Jay Davis, on the part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body to that end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Upon authority delegated to Chairman Lewis, the following conferees are appointed for Senate Bill 574, the Gaming Commission Bill. Representative Harry Warren, Chair. Representative John Hardister. Representative Jason Sane. Representative Howard Hunter. Representative Bobby Hannig. The Senate will be so notified.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 554, short title, Funeral Practice Licensure Technical Corrections, is withdrawn from Rules Calendar Operations of the House and recommitted to the calendar pursuant to Rule 36B for August 20th. And on motion of the chair, the following conferees, Johnson Chair, Sane, and Lambeth, are appointed to the following bills as conferees on the part of the House of Representatives, and the Senate will be notified of these actions. House Bill 126, An Act Amending Certificate of Need Laws, House Bill 777, Various Retirement Changes, Wastewater Reform, and House Bill 226, 2019 AOC Legislative Changes. Again, the conferees appointed by the House are Johnson Chair, Sane, and Lambeth. Senate notified. On motion of the chair, House Bill 99, short title, Transfer ALE. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House and recommitted to the calendar of August 20th. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 559, short title, Storm Securitization Alternate Rates. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House and calendared pursuant to Rule 36B for August 20th.